Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare.
Hi, it's Russ Glover.
Russ, Nupkita Koloff.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate your availability and willing to come on Questions and Answers, Q&A with Koloff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the show. Huge fan.
So you listen to the podcast?
I do. I do every week.
Oh, good. Well, man, I appreciate you. I know you said in your email that you were you were loving the show and look forward to every single episode. Man, I can't thank you enough for that.
Oh, absolutely. I just every week I look forward to it. Some of it recenters me, and some of it's just uplifting. You know, it's the uplift that I need.
Oh man, that's awesome, Russ. Well, do help us, and I'm sure you are. But you know, just spread the word to all your friends and family and people you know. Encourage them to subscribe and download it as well. Right?
Oh, I am.
Awesome.
I absolutely am.
Now, Russ, where do you live? Where do you call home?
I'm living in Connecticut. I'm an IT manager here in Connecticut. I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been in Connecticut?
About 13 years now. We moved here, and then my youngest daughter was born the same year. So 13 years.
That is cool. Well, very cool. Yeah, I know you said that, like me, you were father of a fantastic. How many girls do you have, Russ?
I have three. I'm not quite to your level, but I have three. They're
you're pretty
19,
close.
18. I know.
How old are they?
They're 19, 18, and 13.
19, 18, and 13. Whoa, three in the teen realm, in the category.
Yeah, it's an adventure, you know that.
Oh, yeah. I joke and I say, you know, for many years, I didn't swim in the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. I swam in the estrogen ocean.
No doubt about that.
You know exactly. No drama, right, Russ?
Oh, none at all, no.
None.
Everyone always gets along. Everybody's always... you know, even keeled, no problem.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And, well, hey, and I appreciate you too. I know you said, you know, you're a fan growing up back in the 80s and you said you're now a renewed fan that you found me as an adult. What? Explain that just for a second.
Well, I used to listen to the Jay-Z Flair podcast.
Okay.
And you came on there last year.
Okay.
And I listened and I was just thrilled with everything that you had to say. And then I started following you online and I saw that your podcast was out there too. So I started listening to that and I like the mixture of old and new,
yeah.
Right? Where you talk about your career,
yeah.
But you also talk about your calling and your new career
yeah.
that you have now, which is fantastic. I can't think of an episode I didn't like. So,
oh man, that's not okay. So on that note, could you pick out a favorite? Just curiosity question. Could you pick out a favorite?
Absolutely. The episode where your daughter came on was probably my favorite because I could hear just in everything you guys were communicating with one another, I could hear the love between you.
Wow. Thank you, Russ. I'll let her know that. Encourage her with that. She's just over the Christmas holidays got engaged. She'll be the last one to marry off. So she's excited about that. And yeah, she absolutely loves the Lord. And man, I appreciate that. I will encourage her with that. Thank you for sharing
yes,
that.
Absolutely. Please do. And I noticed you posted a picture over the Christmas holiday, and it looks like one of your daughters is pregnant, huh?
Yeah, number nine on
there
the way.
There you go.
Full quiver, right? Eight grandkids and one on the way, and now one getting married in 2021. So, yeah, the family just continues to grow.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. You are certainly blessed with that, and so are they.
Yeah, well, I am a blessed man. I try to remind myself of that every day, just how blessed I am. And I'm, you know, humbled too, but, you know, again, just reading your email, you know, about, you know, how you enjoyed me as a performer, you know, when you were young, and you mentioned about being a role model for God, you know, now, and that's encouraging to me, and I appreciate those kind words.
And it certainly comes across, whenever you speak, it's all, centered on the Lord. It's very obvious, your love for the Lord, the Lord's love for you. It comes through any time you speak, and it's fantastic to hear.
I appreciate it. And you gave me an interesting perspective, you know, mixing the old with the new. You know, I hadn't really thought about it that way, but I appreciate that. That's a great perspective for me to know, to continue just to, you know, certainly, you know, highlight the wrestling career because I had it, right? But yet just bring everyone up to speed on currently what I'm doing now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, I'm a big fan of everything you're doing right now.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
I am 44.
44. Double fours. Okay.
Right. So I was scared to death of you, right, at first when you came.
Right. Rightfully so. I'm going to get you, Russ. Come on now.
Exactly.
Watch your back, Russ. You never know when the Russian nightmare might show up.
Shadoita. That's right. Oh, that's great.
Does that bring back memories?
It absolutely does. Yeah.
Now it's more personal.
It is.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and I know you said in your email, you know, you talked about, you know, loving to read the Bible and enjoying daily devotionals. And your question was this, you said, is there a daily devotional that it might center you for the day, start your day the right way? And then you asked a second part to that, how do you maintain the connection with the Lord throughout the day? Two great questions,
right?
Like really great questions. Let me go to the first one, you know, as far as devotionals, right? So there are, I'll just share with you, let's just see if, I'm going to try to go real quick and share with you. There's a guy named Oz Hillman who actually, you know, you're probably seeing some of my posts where I put #TGIF, Today God is First.
Right.
He has a pretty neat devotional to the marketplace, to people out in the marketplace, right? And I don't know what are you a marketplace guy? You work out in the marketplace?
I do.
Okay. So as a marketplace guy, you know, this would probably, you know, appeal to you. Because it's simple, it's direct, it's to the point, it's easy to read in the morning, very encouraging to set the tone for your day before you head out in the workspace. The email, I'll just give you the email, is TGIF at marketplaceleaders.org. That's the email. The website, well, I think if you just email them, you can, well, here's the website, www.todaygodisfirst.com.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, easy enough, right? And so I kind of borrowed the TGIF. I've been following, I actually know Oz, I've been following him for quite some time, and he has a couple different sets of devotionals, TGIF 1, TGIF 2. I subscribe to both of them because they're just so good, especially if you're a marketplace guy, right? And so, you know, those are really good ones. I also have a friend, Craig Hill, who does a little, about a 4 or 5 minute video. They're like just little, again, just a 5 minute video that you can sign up for. They're free. You know, he sends it to you once a week, but then it's, there's a daily video there that you can just pop on and just watch it. And he's always on target. A lot of times, you know how God works. You're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear today, right?
Right, right.
And so Craig Hill, if you just go to, I think CraigHill.org, should have had this information ready for you, but CraigHill.org or CraigHill.com, he's based out in Colorado. You will find, let me just see if I can confirm that website, but you'll find him. You'll find Craig Hill. And so that's another option for you. Okay.
Great.
So you got TGIF, you got that. And then one other one I'll just give you real quick. Prime Time with God devotional. Prime Time. And what I love about this devotional is it opens with a prayer. So like you can actually like pray this. And again, these are all very simple. Don't take, you know, a whole lot of time, especially if you've got to head out the door or whatever. This one opens with a prayer. Then it always has a, you know, just a great descriptive message that it delivers. And then it's got even some prayers weaved in between the little devotional to help you center your focus, right?
Great.
And then at the very end, it gives you like a scripture reference. I mean, the scripture's all through it, but I'll just give you the Prime Time with God, churchgrowth.org, churchgrowth, GROWTH.org. Okay. So those
are awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those could be three really, you know, really, really good ones for you. Okay. That you might take a look at and I think you'd enjoy. And again, wouldn't take you very much time.
That's great. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. I mean, those have been very, you know, motivational, inspirational, encouraging, you know, to me. So, and then your other question, the second part of that was, how do you maintain connection with the Lord throughout the day? I'm just reminded of scripture, right? The words that, you know, that says meditate day and night, right? On the word.
Right.
And I think if you start your day, here's what makes it easier to maintain that connection with the Lord throughout the day. If you start your day with something as simple as like these devotionals I just sent you, or even just reading the word itself, reading scripture itself, it then gives you the opportunity to throughout your day, maybe those scriptures you read or the devotional you read, maybe there's an application that happens during the course of your day as a reminder that the Lord's right there with you, right? He never leaves us nor forsakes us, right?
Right.
And the last part of that, my last part of that answer would be, it's just, I call it a God consciousness, meaning I've got the Holy Spirit with me, right? Dwelling in me, and the Holy Spirit's always with me. I don't always remind myself of that, but that is the truth, right? That's what the Bible says. And so from time to time, I do pause. I have even literally at times set like a 3:15 afternoon alarm to kind of remind me even just to take a pause and say a 30-second prayer just to set my mind on things above, right? Or connect with Him again, even in the midst of a busy day.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I actually had I forget now, like 7:15 and 3:15 and like 7:15 at night or something, or, you know, three times throughout the day, kind of like, I think it was Daniel, right? That prayed three times, morning, afternoon, and evening.
Right.
And so hopefully that'll be helpful for you.
Oh, I think it absolutely will. These are fantastic resources. So I'll be today and, I really appreciate it very much.
Well, again, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate your questions. And like I said, you know, this is something brand new we're launching, Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. And I appreciate you submitting your questions and your support and prayers, man. You know, keep me in your prayers, Russ.
I absolutely do, all the time.
I appreciate it. And hopefully, maybe one day, the Russian Nightmare we'll get up to Connecticut, maybe even to your church. Who knows? And
that would be awesome.
Yeah, be able to meet you face to face. Okay.
Right on. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. God bless you, Russ. Have a great day.
Same to you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
This is the Truth Network.